Currently learning all about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen, sending away the mother bird when you see a mother bird hovering over her nest. Now we'll see there's an argument. Gavriel raised this question. Is there a mitzvah to send away the mother bird if you're not interested in the kids? So it seems that this is an argument amongst Tanaim and an argument amongst the commentators. According to the Zohar, there is a mitzvah to send away the mother bird, even if you're not interested in the kids or the chicks. The idea being that when you send away the mother bird, and then it calls out for her young, that arouses divine mercy that Hashem, who's the mother, calls out for his young, for the Jewish children, and tries to reunite with us. So even without wanting the kids, there is something to just the sending away of the mother bird itself.
Rabbi,
other Rishonim disagree.
I thought we're going for the eggs.
Right, that's what some say. It's an argument. That's the point. There's some say it's about the eggs, and you don't want to take the eggs in a cruel way, like don't kill the mother and child on the same day. And some say that no, it's an idea of pushing away the mother to have her call out, and by her calling out, that arouses that Hashem also calls out for the Jewish people.
No, but you said the chicks.
Chicks or eggs, either one.
Oh, really? I didn't know that
yes.
We shoo away the mother bird and take it.
Yes. We're going to see a lot of details now. All right, let's start at the two dots. We're on Kuf Lamed Testament Beis. The Mishnah said, Chomer v'kisui adam, mishiluach haken. There is a stringency to kisui adam more than the sending away of the mother bird, because the covering of the blood applies whether you prepared or you didn't prepare, whereas the sending away of the mother bird only applies to the unprepared, not to that which is prepared before you. Tana Rabbanan, our sages, Tana Braisa, the verse says, Ki kare, when it will happen to be that you meet Kansipor, a nest of a bird, Lefanecha, before you. Matzam Alomar, why does the Torah introduce this mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen with this interesting phrase of Ki kare? The answer is, Levisha Namar, since the Torah says, Shalach to Shalachas Aim, send away the mother, Vesabanim Tikach Lach, and take the children. Yachal, I might think, Yachzor Bahar Muvigvos, a person should be seeking, should be searching in the mountains and the hilltops. Kadesh Yim Tzekan, to find a nest. And then when he finds the nest, to send away the mother. Talmud to the verse says, Ki kare, if you'll happen to be met before you, Bimaora Lifanecha, if it happens to be that there is a ma'or, there's an event, it comes up in front of you, but not that you're looking for it. Can, then the Torah goes on to say, a nest, mikol makom. That's to say, that wherever you find a nest, even if in that nest there's only a single chick, a single egg, there's also a mitzvah of sending away the mother bird. Tzipor, and it says, Ki kare kan tzipor. Why does it say the word tzipor? That's to say, Tzohor of lo tzmei. It has to be a kosher bird, not a tamei bird. Lifanecha, before you, that's to say, Birshus hayachid, in a private area, in a private domain, let's say a orchard, etc., or a courtyard. But it's not a chatzar mishtameres. It's not a secure area. So that's why the owner doesn't acquire it through chatzar. Bad derech, on the road, even not a rishus hayachid, rishus harabim, in a street. V'ilanos minayin, how do we know that if there's a nest on a tree, you also send away the mother bird? Tamalama, that's it says, b'chole, it's in any tree. V'boros yichun umaros minayin, how do we know in wells, circle wells, square wells, in tunnels, and caves? How do we know there also, if you find a nest, you should send away the mother bird? Tamalama, that's the verse says, oh, ala aretz, or on the ground. So asks the Gemara, v'kim ha'akashos, sufein al rabbis kol davar. So what's we're going to include? Everything. We're going to include the public domain and the private domain and the wells and the ground. So then, lefanecha baderech lamali. So why do we need to have the phrase lefanecha to include a private domain, baderech to include a public domain? So the answer is like this. Lo melacha to tell you. Ma derech shein chino biyadecha. Just like in a public domain, it's not something prepared for you. You can't prepare a nest in the public domain, because the people walking through, you know, you're not in charge. It happens to be there. It worked out. Afkol shein kino biyadecha. So too, when you have a mitzvah of sending away the mother bird from the nest, it's a nest that's not in your hands. It's not something you prepared. It has to be something which is totally wild. Now, mikan amru, based on this, our sages have said, yonei shovach, the birds of the dovecotes, the yonei aliyah, and the birds that are in the second floor in your attic. Shekinu, if these birds go and make nests, betfichin, in these little holes that are in the walls, uvabiros, or in these tall pillars, tall towers, or avazim etarnagolim. Let's say you have ducks and chickens that are your private domain, your private property, and they run away, and they make a nest for themselves out in a orchard somewhere. Chayiv, in all these cases, since these birds are hefker, this is not prepared, you are obligated in shiluach, in sending away the mother bird. Aval, however, if your duck decides to make a nest in the house, so the house is a secure place, that already belongs to you, that's already prepared. Or v'chenyoni hardesios, the doves of, we'll see, of King Herod, they were very well trained, they were very prepared. Then patur mishiluach, so that's already not the wild, and then you're exempt from sending them away to take the children. All right, this is a big braisa, so we're going to now unpack it piece by piece. Amar, we just learned, maderech shenkino biyadecha, just like a road is something where the nest is not in your hand, it's not prepared. Avkol shenkino biyadecha, so to the mitzvah of shiluach haken is about a nest that wasn't prepared, it's not in your hands, it just happens to be there. So the Gemara says, halamli, what do I need that for? Miki kare nafka, I already learned that from the beginning phrase, ki kare, if you happen to meet. Answer the Gemara, ki kare, prat lemezumen. As we said, right? Ki kare, we said was to exclude that which is prepared. For another question, lefanecha lamali, why do you have to say before you, right? We said from the word before you, that even in the private domain, you have this mitzvah. Ultimately, once we're going to say Allah, it's everything, even that which is on the ground. Allah, so rather you have to say like this. Lefanecha, lasuye shahayu lefanecha. That's to include when you had birds that were before you. In other words, they belonged to you. Umardu, and then they ran away. So since they ran away, you're obligated in shiluach haken. So lefanecha is not to include a private domain, because that's pretty obvious. Lefanecha is to include a bird that was yours and ran away. You still have a mitzvah of shiluach haken once it runs away. Why does it say baderech? That's not to include a street, because we already know the street would be obligated, because we know the ground is obligated. Baderech on the road is kedrav yudah marav. Tam rav yudah marav, rav yudah marav said, matzah kan biyam, if you find a nest in the ocean. So you found the nest floating in the ocean. Do you have to send away the mother bird? Yes. Chayav b'shiluach, you have to send away the mother bird. Shenamar, because it says, Ko amar Hashem, so says God, anosein bayam darech. God puts in the ocean a road. So baderech can also include the ocean. Because in the Kriyas Yamsuf, God put bayam darech, and the ocean is a road. El miyatas, now if this is the case, matzah ken b'shamayim. Let's say you find a nest in the heavens. Because it says Derech Nesher Bashamayim, this is the way of the eagle is in the heavens. So is that also Derech? Chanami Divachai B'Shiluach Haken. You also then it's considered Ki Kare Kansi Porlo Fanecha BaDerech, and you'd be obligated to send away the mother bird. So the Gemara says, listen, in the heavens Derech Nesher Ikri, it's called the way of the eagle. Derech Stamalo Ikri, it's not just called a way. Amrile Papunayi L'Rav Masna. So now we have a whole series of discussions between the people of Papuna and Rav Masna, very famous Gemara. Matzah ken b'roshah shel adam mahu. What happens if you find a nest on the top of a person's head? Is that included in the pasuk so that there'd be a mitzvah to send away the mother bird? Amar, he said yes, because the verse says v'adama rosho. There's dirt on his head. In other words, a person's from the dirt, and his head is considered dirt. It's also called dirt. Moshe min haTorah minayin. The Papunai asked, what's the first mention of Moshe in the Torah? He said in Parshas Noach. When God says Bishagamu Basar, but they're unfortunately only flesh. Bishagam and Gematria is Moshe. Haman Minatar Minai. What's the first mention of Haman, they asked? The answer is God told Chava and Adam, Hamino Itza Shirtivisicha Achalta. Did you eat from the tree I told you not to? And it's written, Hamin is written without a yud. That's to say Haman. Esther Minatar Minai. How do we know that Esther is in the Torah? Because it says, Vanochi Astir Astir, I will hide my face. Mordechai minatzor minayin. How do we know Mordechai? Because it says in Parshas Kisisa, take forth the Shemen HaMishcha, mor dror, two spices, mir and dror. And we translate mor dror as miri dachya, as Mordechai. All right, going back to the Mishnah said, ve'zeu she'enu mezuman. What's an example of, the Brisa said, what's an example of the unprepared? If your chicken and geese runs away and goes into the orchard, that's unprepared. But if your chicken and geese are making a nest in your own house, then there's no mitzvah of shiluach haken. Reb Chiya and Rabbi Shimon, talking about these doves of Herod. Chatani hadrasios, the chatani hardasios. One said it's the way to say it, it's the doves of hadrasios, one said it's, or the pigeons of hadrasios, one said it's the pigeons of herdasios. Manatani herdasios, al shem hurdas. Herdasios means these are the pigeons trained by the wicked king Herod. Umanatani hadrasios, al shem ekoman, because that's just where they're from. Amar Avkana, Avkana said, Lididi chazion, I actually saw these pigeons of Herod. The kaima, they were so well trained, they would stand shitzer dari, they would stand 16 rows, bepati mila, and the length of each row was an entire mil. The length of each row was a kilometer. A kilometer long of doves, of pigeons. Now, they were so well trained, avikari kiwi kiwi, they used to say, king, king. They used to say, Herod, our master. You know, so these pigeons were part of his show. Look, the pigeons say I'm the king. So now there was an argument amongst the pigeons. Have a chavi, now there was a pigeon, the law of a kari kiwi kiwi. He didn't want to say about Herod that he's king. Amalei chaverta, so the other pigeon said to him, Suma, you blind fool. Amri kiwi kiwi, you should be saying king, king like us. Amra, she said, Suma, you're the blind fool. Amri Kiri, you're going to call king Biri. He's not a king. He is a slave. Because Herod, remember, was a slave of the Hasmoneans. And he killed out all the Hasmoneans to usurp the throne. Asya, so then Herod, the slaves of Herod came, Vishachtu, and they killed the brazen pigeon. Amra Vashi, Vashi said, Amli Rebchanina, Rebchanina told me about this story, Milin. This is just nonsense. How could it be? How could it be that pigeons have an argument whether or not Herod is king or not? The Gemara says, Milin Salka Daita. You think it's just nonsense? So what's Rebchanina saying it for? Ela'ema bimilin. This was the argument amongst the pigeons, and they were animated by magic. Animated by magic. And this is what happened. The pigeon said, everybody, herald the king, herald the king. And one pigeon said, no, he's not a king, he's a nobody. All right, going back to the Mishnah. Of Tameh, Patim L'Shaleach. You don't have to send away a non-kosher bird. Minah Ani Miliyad, we know that. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Amar Kaka, the Pasuk says, Ki Karei, when it will happen before you, Kan Tzipor L'Fanecha, a nest of Tzipor before you. So, it says Kan Tzipor. Had it said, Of, bird, that would be mashmalan, bein tar, bein tamei, kosher or non-kosher. Yeah. But since it says tzipor, tzipor means tar, ashkechan deikri tzipor. A kosher bird is called tzipor, tamei, lo ashkechan deikri tzipor. A tamei, non-kosher bird, is not called tzipor. So now the Gemara is going to challenge the lesson of Rav Yitzchak. It's basically from the word tzipor. Is that true? Tashma, come in here, proof. We learned about in the Aseret HaDibros, don't make any statues amongst the tablets called Tzipor Kanaf. Don't make any statue of Tzipor or wings. So it's not as if you're just not allowed to make statues of kosher birds. You can't make statues of non-kosher birds either. So my life doesn't mean Tzipor Bein Tzor Bein Tame. Tzipor means whether kosher or not. And Kanaf, when it says wings, it's to say anything with wings don't make a statue of, including Chagavim, including the grasshoppers. No, Tzipor means only Tzor, kosher birds. Kanaf, when it says wings, it means anything with wings, tamei, even the non-kosher birds, v'chagavim, or the grasshoppers. Tashma, maybe this will be a proof to this question, whether the word tzipor means only kosher. We learned hachaya, this is about, in Tehillim, talking about everybody praising Hashem, hachaya, the wild animals, v'chol behem, and all the domesticated animals, ramas, the crawlers, v'tzipor, kanaf, and tzipor with wings. My love, doesn't it mean tzipor, beintor, beintamei, whether kosher or not, and kanaf, meaning chagavim, even those with wings of grasshoppers. Lo, what it means is tzipor is tar, tzipor is the kosher birds, kanaf is the non-kosher birds, and kanaf stands for tameh, the non-kosher birds, v'chagavim, and the grasshoppers. Tashma, coming here, proof from what we have in Yecheskel about the war. I'm sorry, what we have in Noach, when Hashem tells Noach all the creatures should gather in the teva, kol tzipor, every tzipor gathered, and kol kanaf, and all the winged things. My lavkin makshini doesn't mean tzipor, the kosher and non-kosher, and kanaf is to include the grasshoppers. Lo. Kidimishanin, as we answered, tzipor is the kosher birds, and kanaf is to include the non-kosher birds and the grasshoppers. Tashma, maybe this is the proof we have with Yecheskel. Vata ben Adam and you, son of man. Emor letzipor kol kanaf. Tell the bird everything with wings to gather around. So my lav kidakshin isn't like the way we were asking, namely, tzipor is the kosher and kol kanaf is the non-kosher and the grasshoppers. No, kidishanina. No, it's the way we're answering, right? That tzipor doesn't mean the non-kosher. Tzipor is only the kosher, and kol kanaf is to include the non-kosher and the grasshoppers. Tashma, come in here, proof we have about the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. Uban poi, and in the branches of this tree, yedurun tzipore shmaya. The tzipor of heaven will reside. Tzipore shmaya. So one second. So is it only kosher birds living in the tree? So the Gemara says, listen, the non-kosher birds, tzipore shmaya ikru. The non-kosher birds are called tzipore shmaya, but tzipor stama, but the term tzipor, lo ikri, that doesn't refer to the non-kosher birds. Tashma, come in here, a proof. We learned the fact that it says in Sefer Dvarim about what's kosher and what's not. It says, kol tzipor tohora tochelu. Any tzipor that's tohor, you should eat. Right? So any tzipor that's tohor, any tzipor that's kosher, you should eat. Mechal di katzman. That implies that there's some birds that are tzipor but are just not kosher. Lo, that's not what it means. Eat the tzipor that's tohor, mechal di kasura. But there's some tzipor that you're not allowed to eat, mahi. So what's the tzipor that you're not allowed to eat? It has to be a kosher bird, but what's the tzipor you can't eat? It's to eat treifa. If you're going to tell me that you can't eat a treifa, b'adjektiv, that's explicit psukim, you can't eat a bird that's a treifa. If it's telling me you can't eat the bird of the mitzora that's slaughtered, because the mitzora become pure, brings two birds. One gets slaughtered, one gets sent to the wilderness. And it's saying tzipor, tzohora. Some tzipors you can eat, some tzipor you can't eat. What's the tzipor you can't eat? The tzipor of a mitzora. Misever the kronachba. That we learn from another part of the pasuk. V'zeh lo tochlu mehem. This is what you can't eat from them. The rabo shchutas mitzora. So this phrase, this is what you can't eat from them, is referring to the bird of mitzora that gets killed. You can't eat it. So the question is, no, even the beginning is also part of that. Lo'olam b'shchutas mitzora. Really, the pasuk is referring to the bird of a mitzora that gets slaughtered. You can't eat it. It's saying you can eat tzipor tzahora, but you can't eat the tzipor of the mitzora. We have a pasuk explicitly saying you can't eat the tzipor of the mitzora. Or not explicitly, but more explicitly saying that. Laver olav aseh v'lotaseh. We want to have an aseh and a lotaseh. The lotaseh is where it says, v'seh asher lo tochlu mehem. This is what you shall not eat of them. And the aseh is, what can you eat? Kol tzipor tzahora, this you could eat, to imply this you can't. So an implication from an asay is also what's needed. So one second, once you've introduced this idea of asay velota, asay velukma v'treifa, say that the beginning of the verse is referring to a bird which is a treifa, v'laver olav asay velota, asay, and to tell me that if you eat a bird which is a treifa, you violate a prohibition, plus you missed out on asay, there's an isra asay, plus a lota asay. Answers the Gemara, davar alamein min yano, we'd rather interpret the phrase about its context, ubinyana deshchut taksit, and the context was about the mitzora bird that gets slaughtered. Tashma, coming here, proof. We learned, the pasuk says, right, we're trying to figure out what is the definition of the term tzipor. The pasuk says about the mitzora, v'tziva kohen v'lakach l'mitzahir, the kohen will command and take for the guy becoming pure, shtei tziporim chayos, two tziporim that are alive. My chayos, what does it mean alive? Lav shechayas beficha doesn't mean that these are alive that you can eat it in your mouth. Mechlau deikut, that seems to imply that there are tziporim, there are birds that are lo shechayas, lav shechayas beficha, that they can't be alive in their mouth. You can't eat it. The rest of the law, that's not what it means. My chayas, what does it mean? Chayos shechayin rashi varin shalahem. It means chayas, that they are complete, that they are not missing any limbs. Tashma, come in here, proof again. He's safer from the end of that pasuk about the tziporei mitzora. It says there, shtei tziporim chayos tahoros, two tziporim which are both alive, which he said means that they're complete, and they are tahoros. That means these are tahoros. Michlal to imply the ikatmeos. There are other birds that are not kosher, even though they're called tzipor. Well, that's not the way to read it. Michlal to imply the ikatrefos. There are other tziporim that are trefos. Trefos, mechayos nafka. Trefos are already excluded from the word chayos. Now, ani chalamanzam, this is fine according to the opinion trefa chay, that a trefa could live. Right? So there's an argument. Some say a trefa can't live, some say a trefa could live. Elamanzam, according to the opinion trefa in a chay, a trefa doesn't live. So then we're back to our question. The word chayos already excludes trefa. So Michael and Amar. So why did I have to say treif chayos tohoros? Voted another question. Even according to the opinion that a treifa doesn't live, and according to the opinion that a treifa does live, made a ton of the Rabbi Yishmael nafka. We can already derive it from the brayse of Rabbi Yishmael, the ton of the Rabbi Yishmael that we learned in the brayse of Rabbi Yishmael. Ne'amar machshir machaber b'fnim. There are certain services that are atonements, and they make somebody prepared in the Beis HaMikdash. Then there are things that atone and make someone prepared outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So ma machshir machaper b'fnim, also bo machshir k'machaper, just like that which is a machshir, make somebody capable, again, and something which atones. They're equated, af machshir machaper b'chutz, so to the machshir and the machaper that's outside the Beis HaMikdash, also bo machshir k'machaper, the machshir is made like the machaper. And therefore, that everything has to be kosher. Right? The same way, soyer mishtaleach, that which is outside, they all have to be tzmimim. That which is inside, the tzipar mitzvora, all have to be tzmimim. So it's not based on this pasuk of tziparim chayos tohoros. It's based on the hekesh. It's based on the comparison of soyer mishtaleach to seirei, to the tzipore mitzvora. Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, you know why it says tziporos chayos tohoros? To exclude the tziporim of a condemned city. If you have a city where everybody's worshipping idols, everything in the city has to be destroyed. You can't use the birds of that city for the purification of Mitzorah. So Gemara says, which part of purification of Mitzorah can you not use those birds for? Lamai, for what? If it's for the bird that's sent away, of course you can't use that. Hashem wouldn't say you can send away a bird of an Irani Dachas. If you send away a bird, somebody might get it. If it's an Irani Dachas bird, it's supposed to be destroyed. You can't say that the Torah is going to say you can send it away. I need a pasuk to tell me you couldn't. El l'shchita. So it's referring to the bird of the Mitzorah that gets slaughtered. You can't use a bird of Irani Dachas because the Torah says about the birds of Mitzorah, Tziporim Chayos Tohoros. Rav Amar Rav said like this. This is why it says Siporim Chayos Tohoros. It's to say that you shouldn't take a bird that you're going to send away as part of the purification of the Mitzorah, mate it with another bird in order to create a new bird for another Mitzorah. Lemai, so Gemara says again, which bird are you trying to make it for? Ilashchita, if you're talking about for the bird that you're supposed to slaughter. Ilashchita bayashilua, right? We already said that there's this bird. I'm sorry. Not that it shouldn't mate it. Rava said the pasuk is to say like this: you can't use a bird of mitzorah for a second mitzorah. If you use it for one mitzorah, you can't now pair it up with another bird for another mitzorah. That's what Rava says. Rava amar limute shlolizavig laacheres kodem shilucha. You can't use it to pair it up with another bird before it was sent away. So Gemara says, Lamai, what are you trying to use it for? If you have a bird that you're supposed to send away from mitzorah A, and you don't want to do that, you want to now use it from mitzorah B. And to slaughter it from Mitzorah B, of course you can't do that. You're supposed to send it away. The point is that instead of sending it away just from Mitzorah A, you want to send it away from Mitzorah A and Mitzorah B. And that's what the pasuk is saying, that you can't do that. Rav Papa said, why do we need this pasuk of Tziporim Chayos Tohoros? It's for the following. Letziporim Sheichlifu B'Avodah Zarah. It's to say you can't use birds that were exchanged for idols. The Ksiv, as it says, if you exchange something for an idol, Vayisa Cherem Kamohu, you'll be destroyed like it. So Kol Mash Ata Mahayeh Hemenu, whatever you make from it, Vayisa, whatever you make from it, is Kamohu, is like it. And therefore, you can't use it. So Gemara says, Lamai, what are you saying? Which type of Avodah Zarah? You can't use an Avodah Zarah bird for what aspect of the Mitzorah? Elish Shaleach, even in terms of sending the bird away. Of course, Lo'am Mitzorah Shaleach Tzakal. Hashem's not going to say to send away something which is going to cause people to stumble. El L'shchita. In other words, you can't use it for Shchita. Fine. Ravina said, why do we need this pasuk of Shteitzi parim chayos tahoros for. About the mitzora, hachab mayaskina. Here, what are we talking about? Ba'of sharagas hanefesh. It's saying you can't use a bird that killed someone. So, one second, hechidam, what's the case? If it killed someone and it was already convicted, bark tell you, of course you can't use it for the mitzora purification. It has to be killed itself. Elakodun gamardina. So it's saying before it was convicted. Ulamai. So now in regards to what? Ilishiluachif, in regards to sending it away. Of course you can't send it away by Lasu Labedina. You have to bring it to the Bezin Makim of Yatra Ramikir Becha to fulfill, and you should destroy that which is bad, that which is a killer from your midst. Ella, rather it's referring to Shchita, that which killed a person. You can't say, oh, but I'm going to get it destroyed through Shchita. I'll use it for a mitzvah. It'll be the bird that's slaughtered for the purification of the mitzvah. That'll be a way for it to get rid of it. So that's what I'm saying. You can't, because it says, Shteit Tziporim Chayos Tehoros. They have to be kosher birds. All right, going on. We're dealing here with all the laws of birds. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. So now, what did the Mishnah say? Of Tamei. Rovates al beitze of tahar. The Mishnah says if you have a non-kosher bird on, you know, nesting on top of the eggs of a kosher bird, or a non-kosher, or a kosher bird on top of the eggs of a non-kosher bird, you don't have to send them away. So you might say like this. Mishnah of tamei. I understand if you have a non-kosher bird, rovates al beitze tahar on kosher eggs. I understand why you can't. You have no mitzvah to send it away because being on tzipor. Because as we just got through, you have to have tzipor, and the Braisa says tzipor means kosher. Veleka, you don't have it because it's a non-kosher bird. Ela oftar. But if you have a kosher bird, rovitz al beitze oftame on the eggs of a non-kosher bird, ha tzipor, that is a bird. It is tzipor. The answer is the Gemara. Kedam Rav Kana. The answer is like Rav Kana taught. Since the Torah says, tikach lach, you shall take for yourself, shalech to shalach asa'im, ve'esapanim tikach lach, and take the children for yourself. It has to be children you could take for yourself. Lola klavecha, not children that you couldn't take for yourself, you'd have to give to your dogs. Hachanami here too. Tikach lach, what you can take for yourself. Lola klavecha, but not that which you can only give to your dogs, because it itself is not kosher. Hey, chitim with Rav Kana. Where did Rav Kana say his lesson? Ahadatani, the following that we learned in a brisa. Aim trefa. If the mother's a trefa, chayav b'shiluach, then you are obligated to send it away. Efrochim trefos, but if the chicks are trefos, pater mishiluach, you don't need to send the mother away. Had we know that? Had the Brisa know this? And now we have Rav Kahana. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana answered. I'm Rav Kahana, because the pasuk says, take the children for yourself. If you could take it for yourself, then you do it. But not if you have to take it only for your dogs. So now, asks the Gemara, why don't we make a comparison? Let's make a comparison of a mother being a trefa to the chicks being a trefa. Ma'afrochim trefos, just like you just said, based on tikach lach, that if the chicks are trefos, pater mishiluach, then you don't need to send it away. Afim trefa. Let's say also, if the mother's a trefa, nami pater mishiluach, she should also be exempt from sending away. So Gemara said, but if I already have the hekesh, im kein tzipolim ute of tamei lamali, why do I need a pasuk tzipor to exclude a bird that's not kosher? A bird that's not kosher is not tikach lach. You can't take it for yourself. You don't have to take it for your dogs. That's why it wouldn't be included. So Gemara asks, one second. We just said that the chicks being trefas, you're exempt from shiluach haken. V'atan b'lint in a braisa, im efrochen trefa chayev b'shiluach, the mother of chicks that are trefas, you do need to send it away. So, I said, no, that's not the way to read that brisa. I'm Rabbi, what the brisa means like this. This is what the brisa means. Efroach, if you have a chick, she'iman trefa, that the mother of the chick is a trefa, but the chicks themselves are not trefas and they are kosher, then chayev b'shiluach, then you're obligated to send the mother away. Now, a bunch of questions. Boy, Rav Hoshai, Rav Hoshai asked the following question. Hoshit yado lekan. Let's say we just got through saying that if the chicks are trefas, then there's no mitzvah to send away the mother bird. So what happens if a guy puts his hand into the nest, the shachat miyot simanim, and he slaughters the minority of the pipes of each little chick? Ew. It's still in the middle of the Shechita act here. So now, Ma, what's the law about you come and you see this going on? You see all this blood, you see the mother on top. Should you be sending away the mother? Me, I mean, do we say, since we're here to pull his hand out and stop, now all these little chicks are trefas. Yep. If they're trefas, there's no din of shiluach hakas. So, b'ina l'chav lo l'kavecha. And we say, you have to be, if you send it away, it's something you can take, not that which you're going to give to the dogs. O Dilmar, maybe, kiva di b'yad l'migmar shchita. Since he could finish the shchita that he started, then it's all kosher shchita. So then tikach lach karina bay. So then it's called something she could take for yourself. And therefore chayav b'shiluach. Therefore he should be sending away the mother. Take, we don't know the answer. All right, question number two. By Rabbi Yirmi asked the question. Matlis mao shetachutz. Let's say there's a bird on top of a nest, and there's a towel between the bird and the chicks. Is that called a bird hovering on the nest, or is that called that there's a chatzitza, there's a barrier between the bird and the nest? The bird is on the towel, it's not on the nest.
It's keeping the chicks warm.
What's that? It's keeping the chicks warm through a towel. Maybe that's different. Well, if you're going to say that's a chatzitza, what about feathers? What about feathers? Would feathers be a chatzitza? What's the law if it's on eggs that can't produce chicks? What happens if you have two rows of eggs, one on top of the next? What about zachar al gabe beitzim? Let's say there's a male on top of eggs. What about nekev al gabe zachar? A female on top of a male on top of the eggs. Now, what's the law about all these cases? Again, take, we don't know the answer. But Reb Zeir asked the question. Yonah al beitze tasil. Let's say you have two kosher birds, the Yonah and the tasil. And the Yonah, the pigeon, is on the eggs of the tasil. Mahu, what's the law? Tasil al beitze Yonah, ma. What happens if you have a tasil, which is another kosher bird, on top of the Yonah eggs? What's the law? The pigeon eggs. Amar Abai said, to that I can have an answer. Tashma, come in here, proof we learned in our Mishnah. Of tame, if you have a non-kosher bird. Rovetz al beitze of tahar. Nesting on top of kosher, on the eggs of kosher birds, or tar, kosher bird, rovetz al beitzei of tame, nesting on top of eggs of a non-kosher bird, that is patur mishiluach, then you don't need to send it away. Implying hatar v'tar, if you have a kosher bird on top of kosher eggs, chayiv, that you are obligated, even though they're not from the same types. So maybe there's a difference, maybe that's only referring to Dilma b'korah, maybe that's only referring to this bird, korah, which we know goes on top of birds that are on top of eggs that aren't from its type. But maybe when you have a yona on top of the tasil eggs, that doesn't work. All right, so now talking about the korei. So the Mishnah said, korei zachar, this bird, the korei, of male one, Rebbe Lezer says you have to send it away. Chachamim pochim. Chachamim say you do not have to send it away. Amar Rebbe Avo said, my time to Rebbe Lezer. What's using Rebbe Lezer who obligates sending away a male bird, this korei bird? Asi the Lurizer from Gzeira Shava, it says Degira Degira. Ksevach, it says over here about the Kore. Kore Dagar. The Dagar is nesting over birds, Veloyalat, even though he didn't give birth to them because he's a male. Ksevach, I mean, it says over there, Uvaka Vidagra Bitsila. So you see over there the word Degira, something on top of the birds. So to here you see the word Degira. Amr Belezer said, Machlokas, this argument between Belezer and Machachamim is Bekore Zachar, the male Kore. Avul Kore in a keva, but the female Kore, Divrei HaKol Chayiv, everybody agrees that you need to send away the mother bird. Sheep, of course, Kore Zachar Tzan, the Mishnah spoke about a male Kore bird. The answer is Ma'od Tam, I would have thought to say, Rabban and Afilu Kore in a keva Pachi, Rabban and even a female Kore exempt from sending it away. Vadik Tani, this that it said, Zachar, a male Kore, Lo Diacha Kochadir Belezer, to tell you how far Belezer goes. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush, and even according to the Chachamim, there is an obligation about the female korei. There's only an argument about the male korei. Vam Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer said, Machlokas, this argument between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim, the korei zachar. Avol b'zachar d'amol. But if you have a regular male bird, not a korei, Divrei HaKol Pach, everybody agrees, you don't have to send it away, because the Torah says, Va'im rovetz al banim. The mother is on the children, not a male. Sheet, of course, Gemara says, korei zachar, it's not. And the Mishnah said, a male korei. So Ma'aditim would have thought to say, Rebbe Lezer, afilu zachar da'am m'chayev. Rebbe Lezer even obligates a regular male on top of birds, on top of chicks. Why the Ketani korei zachar? The reason why he talked about a korei which is male, odiacha kochad rabbanan, to tell you how far the rabbanan go, that they say even a korei, which it's normal for it to be on top of eggs, and the pasuk calls it being on top of eggs as a nesting, and even there they exempt it. Kamashman, that's the chiddush. Tainam hachi, that's what we learned in a braisa. Zachar da'am, if you have a regular male bird on top of eggs, pater, you are exempt from shiluach haken. Kore zachar, if you have a male kore though, Rebbe Lezer machayev, Rebbe Lezer obligates in shiluach haken, vechachamim potrin, and the chachamim exempt from shiluach haken. Next case is Mishnah. Let's say you have a bird flying in the sky on top of the nest. If the wings of the mother bird are touching the children on top, chayav l'shaleach, then you have to send away the mother bird. Ink nofer no gaspen, but if the wings are not actually touching the nest, touching the shaleach, that's not called rovetzes, and you don't have to send it away. Ain sham elef roach echad. Let's say you have a nest with only a single chick, or beitz achas, or a single egg. Chayav l'shaleach, you have to send away the mother bird, even though it says efrochim or beitzim, you still have to send away the mother bird, mishum shenamer, because it says, kan, a nest, mikol makom, implying every single nest, even with only a single chick or egg in it. Hayusham efrochim africhim. Let's say the chicks are big enough that they themselves can fly. Oh, beitzim muzaros, or there are eggs there, but these are eggs that don't produce any children, they don't produce chicks. These are eggs that came from a mother without a male. Patim l'shaleach, you don't have to send away the mother bird, shenamer, because it says, vayim rovetzes alo efrochim, the mother hovering over, the mother nesting on top of the chicks or the eggs. So that compares chicks to eggs. Just like chicks are things that will last. So too, we're talking about eggs that are bnei kayama that could last. They could become a full child. They could become a chick. Yatsu muzaros, to exclude an egg which is not coming from a male. Namely, it's not going to produce a chick. It's not going to last. Uma beitzim, just like the eggs. Tzvifin le'iman, we're talking about where they need their mother to be on top of them in order to have them develop. Afefrochim, so to the chicks. Or tzvifin le'iman are chicks that need their mother still. Yatsu mafrichim, to exclude the chicks that are already big enough to fly on their own. Then there is no mitzvah of sending away the mother bird.